Hello everyone. Welcome to my podcast titled Fitness Equipment. A smooth treadmill offers a great workout for the serious runner and the novice alike. With a sturdy frame and a range of great exercising features, a smooth treadmill has everything you need to reach your fitness goals. Whether these are getting you up to marathon running speed, or just getting in shape for the summer. In today's episode, we shall be discussing exercise bike benefits. So you know you want to get some kind of home exercise machine, but why buy an exercise bike? One of the best things about exercise bikes is that they are probably the cheapest exercise bikes on the market right now. From $200 to $2,500, exercise bikes offer a variety of models for every price range and fitness level. However, it is worth remembering that with a sports bike you get what you pay for. Don't expect a $200 exercise bike to come with all the bells and whistles and last more than 3 years. However, if you have a budget, an exercise bike is a great way to lose weight. Another great advantage of exercise bikes is that they stretch your joints and ligaments much less than other types of exercise such as treadmills or ladders. This can reduce the chance of injury over time and is great for people with common problems, arthritis, and so on. Another recent factor that has made exercise bikes easier to use is the advent of recumbent bikes, where you sit on a half-reclining seat with your legs bent forward rather than hanging. Before the advent of the recumbent bike, many people were uncomfortable with the standard vertical bike seat. A recumbent exercise bike allows people to exercise more comfortably, which means they can exercise longer. Exercise cycles are much safer than other exercise equipment. You can slip and fall on the treadmill. You can lose your balance on an elliptical trainer. It is much harder to fall off an exercise bike and get injured. This makes exercise bikes a great alternative for older athletes or for those just starting to use exercise equipment. Another factor that popularizes exercise bikes in home gyms is that you can learn while exercising on a recumbent bike. Boredom is the main reason why people do not exercise. So instead of emphasizing your training, why not choose machines that enable you to multitask? Read your favorite magazine or the latest murder mystery novel. Place the exercise bike in front of the TV and watch your favorite show while pedaling. Time flies and you don't even know you're burning those calories. This provides the best advantage of the exercise bike. Exercise bikes are more affordable, more convenient, less harmful, and safer, and because they allow you to fight boredom during your workouts, you're more likely to use them. No one wants to spend their hard-earned money on luxury sports equipment and use it for their wardrobe. When you exercise, you want to stay fit, burn calories, and stay healthy. But if you buy a car that you will never use, all your intentions will be wasted. Because of the huge benefits of exercise bikes, many people not only use them for years, but also exercise more than they thought possible. Exercise bikes, reviews and advice. There are two types of exercise bikes. The design of a vertical bike is similar to a regular road bike, but more stable. The pedals are located under the driver and create a stronger pressure on the joints. The seat on recumbent bikes looks like a chair, and the pedals are located in front of the rider, which allows for more natural pedaling and less strain on the joints. Other types of exercise bikes are also available. A double exercise bike is an upright bike with movable handles or handlebars. On this bike, you use both your arms and your legs. You will enjoy aerobic performance and tone your upper body while using this bike. There are also different types of stationary bikes. With straight tension bikes, you can manually adjust the resistance you use. Riding a bike with inertia is similar to riding a regular bike. Inflatable bikes counteract the flow of air from the fan blade by turning the pedals. High-strength endurance bikes or endurance bikes without magnetic friction. These bikes offer different fitness levels. More advanced bikes have flashbacks that show speed, time, distance, total calories and fat burned, program mode, resistance levels, heart rate and training levels, RPM, watts, METs, MPH and MPH. KH, the bike you buy depends on your needs and desires. The type of exercise you are looking for will also influence your choice of bike. The exercise bike provides excellent cardio exercise aimed at working the quadriceps. You are sitting on a recumbent bike. Your back rests on the chair and your legs are in front of you. Hamstrings and gluteal muscles work. Lie down cycling lowers your back. Some exercise bikes have rudders that mimic the movement of rowing. The back and chest will be trained, as will the muscles of the arms and back. With these two exercise bikes, you will get excellent cardiovascular training and burn calories. The bike should fit your size. Exercise bikes are often easily adjusted to fit any body. There are many reasons why people use exercise bikes. Cyclists use them to maintain their fitness in the off-season. Many people are embarrassed to exercise in public, so they exercise at home. Exercise bikes are also used in physical therapy programs to help restore and reuse the knee and hip joints. Some heart rehabilitation programs also use them to improve patients and heart health. Exercise bikes can be purchased at sporting goods stores, supermarkets like Walmart or Sears, and online. Buying them at a store makes it easy to adapt the bike to your space, body size, and budget. Buying online carries the risk that you may not get exactly what you ordered. The bike you ordered may not have the exact specifications or is larger or smaller than you ordered. Shipping is another problem with online ordering. Most likely, the courier company will not bring it home. You will have to bring it and set it up. This is true unless you hire someone to do the whole process, including setup, even if you buy it from a store. In case of a problem, service contracts can be purchased at a store like Sears. Whatever your reason for buying an exercise bike, it only works if you use it. Before starting a new exercise program, you should check with your doctor that you are fit. Initially, you should start slowly and build tolerance. If you start slowly, your patience will improve. Be happy, be healthy, and be healthy. Exercise bikes burn calories. Exercise bikes are a great way to burn calories and lose fat. They train the cardiovascular system well and especially strengthen the leg muscles. Cycling is a great form of exercise because it works the whole body. Exercise bikes withstand such training just as well. You can easily exercise at any time of the day without leaving your home or gym. Most exercise bikes on the market have a control panel and a range of resistance levels. Thus, it is useful for both beginners and advanced users. Exercise bikes are available for less than $200 for a standard bike and can cost up to $3,000 for a full-fledged exercise bike. There are countless exercise bikes on the market. Before buying an exercise bike, it is important to read before making a decision, as exercise bike reviews will give you an idea of the latest prices, features and types of exercise bikes available in the market. There are mostly three types of exercise bikes available in the market: vertical stationary bikes, semi-recumbent stationary bikes, and stationary bikes. Before buying, it is important to check all the functions of the exercise bike. Read all exercise bike reviews online and visit stores that carry them. There are many magazines specifically dedicated to reviews. In these exercise bike reviews, every aspect of the bike is presented and compared with many other bikes. This way you can compare different models, prices and features before making a final purchase decision. Thanks and please stay tuned for more.